welcome to Openly Gamer Theater's production of The Dragon Variation, a Shadowrun roleplay drama.
This is Shannon. I'm playing Nightfall.
This is Dan, and I'm playing Fastback.
This is Mike. I will be playing Frenzy.
This is Brandon. I'm playing Talisman.
This is Brandy. I'm playing Poison Lily.
This is Jason, and I'm playing Astroglide.
I'm Sean, and I'm playing Blockade.
Be warned, the following content may not be suitable for all audiences.
If you could erase your biggest mistake, would you do it? What if it meant trusting the person that ruined your life?
AG, to your left, 100 meters. Metal double doors, maglock panel to the right.
I see it. Talisman says that there's a mana barrier sealing it. This has to be what we're looking for.
You want me to bypass the lock?
I can have Princess Pumpernickel work her mojo on it.
Negative, your sprites are too heavy-handed. We need to access this room without tipping off the system spider.
Talisman says that once the barrier's down, they'll know we're here anyway.
Tail Gunner, stand by to bypass the maglock on my mark. Readiness, sound off.
Lily, rear guard overwatch. Condition green, standing by.
Blockade, door breach position, standing by.
Frenzy, are you feeling what I am? What the hell is that?
Unknown. The mana here is tainted. I'm assuming some kind of toxic background.
You're not sure? I thought you were an expert in dealing with toxic shit.
Nothing I have ever seen before.
Cut the chatter. Sound off.
Astroglide on the verge of greatness.
Nightfall, we are in position.
Frenzy, standing by for door breach.
Talisman is standing by to drop the barrier. Rune is right there beside him.
Oh, so our brother's spirit flunky has decided to actually grace us with his presence.
Apex.
En route to second objective. 30 seconds.
Tail Gunner, sound off.
Fuck, man. You see me standing right here waiting for your precious green light. Fucking drone jockey control freak.
Tommy?
No, man. Why do I always have to wait for him to tell me when to scratch my balls?
Chatter.
Chatter this, motherfucker.
What just happened?
Tail Gunner activated the door without bypassing the security.
Alarm disabled.
Sweeping for hostiles. Negative. No threats.
What the hell?
My image link isn't picking up clearly. What is that?
Bats. Hundreds of them.
The kids. They're inside.
What?
The missing ore control kids, they're here. Inside these vats, these pods.
How many?
All of them, I think.
Come on, Nightfall. Let's crack this host and see what the hell is going on.
Power spike to the south wall. I'm registering a significant power source on the far wall.
On it.
I'm in the host. Deploying sprites now.
Baby monitor clear, Nightfall. I'll start on cracking the file encryption.
Lily, you seeing this?
Yes.
Well, it's about time. Talisman has the barrier down. Frenzy, Talisman wants to know...
I heard him. Yes, a significant magical presence.
Elaborate.
Each of these vats has a residual magical aura. Could be the occupants. Could be what they are floating in.
You getting this?
Wait one. A stone slab propped up against the wall?
It's a monolith.
Here? That's kind of out of place.
Possibly.
Talisman says that there are some sort of connections between the vats and the monolith. What? Slow down. An astral conduit. linking each of the pods to the monolith. That's weird, right?
Does that coincide with the power spike you saw fast back?
Affirmative. Whoa, what just happened?
The power went down.
Still got lights out here.
It's localized to the lab.
Jesus. Talisman, get out.
Status.
Get the hell out. Get out.
Tommy!
What status?
Broken up.
Status, goddammit.
Astral rift. Barely got back to my beat.
What?
Something is coming through.
Landing drone synchronized. Recording initiated.
I'm clear. Headed back to Rome.
Apex, I've lost my link with you. Sound off. Apex. Clyde, you're going the wrong way. Guide, damn it.
Matt?
Gotta get him clear. Lily, it's Tommy.
Matt!
Lily's not breathing.
Orders?
Rally point one, now.
Roger that.
Oh, man.
Nightfall, situation?
Breach the host. Tail gunner found something big. So bright.
Nightfall?
Sorry. It dumped me, chummer. Whatever it was.
Come on, Tommy.
Matt. Get him to me.
I'm...
Glide. Status.
Tommy's hurt. He's got this black stuff coming out of him. God, it stinks. It's like... Apex? Help me, man. It's Tail Gunner. Tommy, he's...
Matt!
AG. His vitals are fading. Something's got him.
No!
Lily? Lily, get back to your post. Do not leave your post. You will expose us all.
Hang on, Matt. I'm coming.
Lily!
Waking up in the sixth world isn't the hardest thing to do. It's separating what's real and what's induced hallucination. Lines between augmented reality, virtual reality, spiritual awareness, and the meat world are blurred more and more every day. How can we concentrate on the now when it's impossible to determine what side of the line you're on?
Lily.
How you doing?
Can I help you with something?
You don't know what this is, do you?
I don't have time for this. Lily.
Don't hang up. Listen. Do you know who this is?
No.
This is Glide. This is Matt. Matt Hunter?
Can I help you with something?
So you're going to talk to me then?
If it's worth my time.
It's worth your time. I need you to get the team back together again. I've got us a job.
What reason would I have to help you with anything?
I owe you guys. We can help each other out.
What's in it for me? What's in it for the old gang? I don't know why they would want to do this for you, especially.
They're not doing it for me. It's money. It's. I promise it's the biggest score you guys have seen in 10 years.
I've been doing pretty well for myself. Money I've got. I'm going to need something else.
I've gotten some information. This goes back to the humanist job.
Why would you even bring that up to me?
Revenge is always good. Can't put a price on that. I've gotten some information. A, it's going to help us on this job, and B, it directly relates to what happened on the humanist job. So we can go back and we can get these fuckers.
Matt, you know that this is the one black mark on my rep. I don't want to get back into this.
Okay, but that's what I'm talking about. It won't be there anymore.
I've moved on.
That's bullshit. I don't believe that for a second. I understand you're all mad at me, and I understand everything that happened, everything that everybody said happened, but I promise you it didn't happen that way. I've left Seattle. I've not been back here in, God, 10 years, but...
Yeah, you did leave Seattle, and do you know how that looks? After what we thought happened?
I know how it looks, and I left it that way. I left it that way on purpose. It was easier for me to take the heat that way, and... But give you guys some semblance of cred when it came to being able to say, yeah, that wasn't our fault, it was Glide's fault. That's what I'm saying. I left Seattle, me and Talisman both, we left Seattle, we've been working abroad, we've been working all over the place, all over the world, and maybe under different names, but, you know, we've been doing other jobs. But this is it, this is the deal. I can get us back to where we were. I can earn back that cred, not just for myself, you know, but for you guys too. And I feel horrible about what happened, but I want to get some revenge. I want to get some points back for my brother.
Look, I'll meet with you. I'll talk to the guys, but I'm calling the shots.
I'm good with that. Meet me at Kayla's tomorrow at 8. I'll introduce you to my guy. I'll pick up the bill.
Look, I don't need you for anything.
I know you don't need me for anything. It's us.
There is no us.
Before she even realized she was doing it, she began accessing Fastback's contact information. Before any of her former group, her old tactician came first. Without him, this job, whatever it was, would be over before it began. As she heard the familiar callback tone that Fastback always used, their shared code quickly came back to her.
This is James.
Hey, I saw your ad about a 65 West Twin. Is it still available?
One little fact about Fastback, one that he denies even to himself, is that he would do anything for Lily. Anything. She was always his secret weakness.
It's available.
Now this car you're selling, is there anyone else on the title?
Yes. One. But that's not a problem.
Can you tell me a little bit about the condition?
I documented it thoroughly, but it is in immaculate condition. I've made some modifications myself.
Can you tell me anything about these modifications?
It's faster. It's lighter. And the interior has been upgraded.
It's still an old model, though. The age is concerning me.
Is it now?
Would it be possible for me to take this car for a test drive?
Well, of course. Where would you like to meet?
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Squatter's Mall work for you?
That should be fine.
Lily was Fastback's private torment, but his most glaring vulnerability, his point of exposure, was the soft spot he had for another woman, Nightfall. Where Lily used men and threw them away, Nightfall collected them. Her specialty was big brother types and father figures. To her, Fastback was the biggest sucker of the bunch.
Hello?
Hello.
How have you been, Chummer?
I'm good. I got an odd call.
Okay.
It was Lily.
Why is she calling?
I didn't ask.
Is it a job?
She wouldn't call me with anything that wasn't.
Is everyone going to be there?
That would be uncomfortable.
To say the least.
You feel like meeting tomorrow?
Sure, where?
Are you in Seattle?
Nah, I can be, though.
Well, meet me at the airport.
Okay.
My flight arrives at 1 p.m. I look forward to seeing you. It's been too long.
Lily's finger hesitated, hovering over the connect button in her AR window. Of all her former teammates, Frenzy was the most intimidating to her, which seemed silly considering the scary bastard she had done business with over the last 10 years. Her trepidation was partially because of her aversion to hermetics, which Frenzy definitely was, but really, the reason for the beads of sweat building on her lip was because she honestly didn't know what his reaction to her call was going to be. He was a total wild card. Unfortunately, she needed him. Not just his skill set and power, but also his prestige. Frenzy was the only one of them whose rep wasn't totally tanked by the humanist job. She held her breath and pressed the call button.
When it came to mages, Lily never could get herself together. She was always either too short-fused or painfully nervous. She could thank her mom for that. Frenzy figured out pretty quickly that she was off balance when she was around him. He used it to his advantage more than once. The prick actually enjoyed watching her squirm. Cold calling him after 10 years, that had to be one of the hardest things she's ever had to do.
Who is it?
Frenzy, it's Lily. Poison Lily.
You have to be kidding me.
You know, I wouldn't call you if it wasn't important.
Surely you're not talking about work again.
It's a big one, and I need you. I don't want anyone else.
You must be desperate.
I got info on the humanist job.
You don't say. That humanist job has been kind of eating away at me for a long time.
Then help me.
I'll help you all right. And I'll even do it for free.
located on Queen Anne Hill, overlooking Union Bay. Kalis was one of the premier restaurants in downtown Seattle.
That fact alone should have been a red flag. No way in hell Glide had the clout to book a private dining room at this place. Compared to their usual clientele, Fastback must have looked like some trumped-up chimp in a racing outfit. I'm surprised they let him in the door.
Welcome to Kalis. What is the name on the reservation?
Lily. Party, please.
Lily? Your party has already arrived. May I access your pan?
A nod.
Display comes up and you see an overlay schematic of the building, and you see a little dot path leading you to where your party is.
So I've got my rig with me in like a messenger bag briefcase, and I have my I have a swarm of my bugs that had got here ahead of time. So I have eyes and ears kind of around the place.
In the private dining areas, there's jammers and white noise generators. Just walking to your destination, you can see professional athletes and things. You know, there's a lot of who's who that would eat here. They want to maintain their, you know, their privacy and whatnot. So,
sure. I'll grab a cup of coffee at the bar before I head in.
You follow the map and it leads to a door. The door slides open and you see a rather large dinner table. Looks like it could be for maybe 5 or 6 people. But as you step in, the lights are dim and you see Lily sitting there with a gentleman. At first, you don't really recognize him, but then within moments, you realize who it is.
James, it's a pleasure to see you.
Nice to see you, Lily. JG.
James, I didn't know that was your name. Fastback, the best driver in the biz.
I didn't expect him.
Hear me out. It's good.
I'm here to listen to her.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Look, you know I would have had no contact with him if I didn't think this was good for us.
This is a prime example of what I was talking about before. If Fastback had a shred of self-respect, he would have told the both of them to slot off. Maybe fly in a handful of his rotodrones and punctuated it with caseless ammo. But it was Lily. All she had to do was bat her eyes, pout, and Fastback was jelly.
What's the job, Lily?
Mr. Johnson's on his way.
Interesting.
Can I talk now?
Guy smoke in here? I look over at the attendant or whatever.
Allow me to open a window for you, sir.
Cracks a window. I figured he'd turn on some kind of super sophisticated 2075 air scrubber.
Like Analog is enjoying a resurgence in this era.
Analog.
So, this is not your job then. It's his, isn't it?
I'm calling the shots, but he's the one that brought me in, yes.
It's a good job. It's high paying. And
I'm not concerned with that.
Well, I know. I've heard, yeah, you've been doing really well.
So is Nightfall going to be joining us?
I'm pretty sure she's with me.
Can she
take
orders?
As well as she ever could.
Understandable.
She serves her role. So what have you been up to, AG? I've heard a lot of things.
Berlin, Tokyo.
Were they true?
Well, it depends. I don't know what you've heard.
I hear you like to drop dimes.
You know, I told Lily, I let that stuff stay in the way it was, that none of that's true.
Is that true, Lily?
I don't know what to believe. I told him it looked shady, but this is the one thing that I gotta fix.
I got burned too. It was easier for you guys for me to let it stand as if it was me that did it, but I promise you it wasn't me. And that's why I'm back. I got some intel. As soon as our Johnson gets here, I promise you, Fastback, it's going to be worth your while. I promise you.
I heard about your brother. My condolences.
Thanks, man. You're honestly one of the only people that said that, and I appreciate that.
So I suppose you'll assume his debt.
Tommy owed you money?
Yeah.
How much money did Tommy owe you?
We'll talk about it later.
Me and Talisman, we'll make sure you get paid.
So you say it wasn't your fault. So whose fault was it?
Apex Black. I left my post to get my brother. Talisman came back to his meat body. Talisman said that we had to run. The whole thing was fucked. My little brother looked like he was on death's door. That was all I could think of, was to get my brother out. And that's the only reason Apex got the drop on me, was because I had my hands full.
That one gets better every time he tells it.
a click hiss of the environmentally sealed door, and Mr. Johnson walked in. A middle-aged elf, impeccably dressed in a tailored business suit. His pale blonde hair pulled back in an intricately braided, tight knot. His piercing blue eyes glittered with sincere appreciation as he stepped forward, the door automatically closing behind him.
I stand to greet.
Mr. Johnson nodded at the gesture of respect as he absently toyed with the delicate gold pin on his lapel. A curse rose to Lily's lips as she recognized him for who he was. Her eyes quickly took in the dozen fetishes he bore openly. Their Mr. Johnson was Magi, a powerful one.
Again, red flag. Glyde knew more about Lily than almost everyone. Why the hell would he insist that she help broker a deal with any mage, much less this one?
Thank you for seeing me on such limited notice. I assure you it will be worth your trouble. What I'm about to say to you is very sensitive. There are parties that prefer that outsiders not get involved. But frankly, I have few choices, and time is a factor. A dear friend of mine has been abducted. It's believed that those responsible may have connections to the Humanus Polyclub. I understand you are familiar with that group.
It's true.
Her name is Amaniel. She must be recovered alive. Unfortunately, due to her private nature, she has no digital footprint. I am aware that this fact makes your task more difficult. Your compensation will reflect this. I am, however, able to provide you with an item closely bound to her. I attempted to discover her location ritually, but was unable to. It's imperative that she be safely recovered. She's dearly loved by some very influential beings.
I'd raise an eyebrow at beings, because normally people would say people.
The details of the abduction are this. She was taken from the downtown Seattle apartment of Mylan Talis, a local media producer. Amaniel occasionally shared the apartment with Mr. Talis. Mylan Talis was found shot to death. The kidnappers were very professional. Neighbors report hearing nothing. The building's host was hacked and security footage was corrupted beyond recovery. Apart from Mr. Talis's body, no other physical evidence was left at the scene. Mr. Talis's cyber eye and internal storage devices were both removed by the attackers.
Simultaneous pings to their PANs flashed in their AR. Each of them opened a new window so they could view the data. A real-time map of Fowler Heights, an elven neighborhood in Uptown. Still images, as well as short visual recordings of the bloody crime scene popped into their view.
Was there a backup?
Yes, there was. It seems that their hacker caught on to this fact and attempted to corrupt it as well. But not before we were able to partially analyze it. Here's what we were able to salvage.
Two digitally enhanced still pictures opened into separate windows across their AR. The first, a stout orc brute, hired muscle from the look of him. His military-styled, armored tactical vest hung open, revealing a bare chest and arms, covered in intricate tattoos. The second man, a very tall Asian human, also wore a vest, but his had the look of a hunter.
Paranormal critter hunters are some of the craziest fucks ever. The way this guy looked, even those lunatics would have steered clear. He was that scary.
As the information downloaded to their PANs, Fastback opened a shared folder to collect it.
Fastback may be a stuck-up prick, but he's an organized stuck-up prick.
We believe the kidnappers were hired locally. In addition to recovering her, you are to find out who they are working for.
How long ago was she taken?
36 hours ago. Due to the aforementioned sensitivity of this event, we've minimized exposure. Neither the press nor Metroplex security have been notified. Because of the time it took us to get to this point, it is believed that we have a 24-hour window before Amaniel is moved outside Seattle.
I hate to be rude and talk money, but what is the compensation for this job?
Yes, well, I'm prepared to honor your standard fees as well as offer each of your team members an additional 25,000 Nuyen.
I look at Lily and AG, and 25 seems a little light to get involved in tier politics, and I shift my eyes back to the Johnson.
Terms are negotiable, of course.
I'm going to roll my negotiation to assist AG in his role, but I'm at a -4 to my dice pool because of my prejudice towards okay. hermetic mages.
You don't, you're an elf and you don't like elves?
I have mommy issues.
Oh.
Yeah!
Three.
Shit.
You're so bad. You got one.
These dice suck balls. I think he's going to give us less money.
You need punched in the face.
I got 1-6.
So what was your total?
One. I'm going to edge that, Eric.
How many edge do you have?
I have 5 edge.
You suck.
So now I've got 4.
Net 0.
Oh, my God.
You're right. Supposed to be high speed. Come on.
Hey, you only got 3. I got 4.
I bet you I could do better with my...
Let's try it then.
Alrighty, I will.
Roll it.
You're getting nowhere with him, and he seems very smug about it.
Hey, Brandy, why don't you put edge up at the front of this?
Yeah, I am going to spin an edge. I have 6, and I'm at a -4 because my prejudice.
Right.
Oh, my. Reroll 3. I got 6.
Net 2.
So my negotiation goes very poorly.
Or you just stop.
And then she just takes over. Yeah. 25 is fine. That'll work.
No, 25 is not fine. Sit down, Junior. Let me handle this. 75 sounds more accurate.
Very well. 75,000 each. Upon Amaniel's safe return. And the identity of who is behind this.
Do you have any other information for us?
Who is this Amaniel? I've never heard of her.
Very few outside of the Seattle elven community have. Once you've secured her, call this number. You will be instructed where to take her, and your payment will be transferred.
I stand up to see him out.
I look forward to seeing you again.
Briefly nodding to Fastback and Glide, Mr. Johnson's eyes lingered on Lily's. A slightly satisfied grin on his lips. He turned without a word and slowly walked out.
I'll walk him out.
Lily and Glide blankly stared at the closed door until Fastback returned, a grave look in his eyes. They looked at each other for a moment until Glide broke the tension with a clearing of his throat.
First, I want to tell you guys, thank you for coming. I sincerely mean that. And just to show my good faith and my appreciation, I'm only in this for one thing, and it's not for money. I want you guys to take my cut and split it with the other people in the group, whoever's coming on board, okay? If it'll
accepted.
Help, cool. If it'll help bring anybody else in, that's what I want.
You know, it's a nice gesture, but I don't need anything from you.
I'm here as a favor to Lily.
Fastback looked to the door where he escorted Mr. Johnson out and shook his head. His eyes turned to Lily.
Is that who I think it was?
Yeah, it was.
Well, who is he?
And Amaniel means dragon's daughter.
What?
What are you getting us into, AG?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's the Johnson?
It's a real easy leap of faith here, doing just basic searches between Dragon's Daughter and Tyr, that more than likely we're talking about the legendary dragon Hestabee.
Right.
What? Huh?
Hestabee.
Oh, I know who Hestabee is.
Right.
But what's the elf girl got to do with Hestabee?
Dragon's Daughter?
Dragons have kids?
The Tyr?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You just broke rule number one, chummer.
Don't deal with dragons. What I said a minute ago about you guys taking my money, can I have some of it back?
No. Did you have any idea what you were doing here?
What have you heard to bring us here?
He approached me. He said he had information on a couple fronts that interested me. One, that it was going to clear my name. Maybe emotions got the better of me. But when he said that I could extract some revenge for my brother, for my old friends, I kind of just said, yeah, we'll do it. I really didn't even think about...
No disrespect to your brother, but revenge gets people killed.
I know.
No disrespect to you, but we're adults here, and I need to know that you will be thinking. Do you realize what you're getting us into?
Well, I do now.
Legwork was never a strong point. We're going to need blockade.
Let's hope the money's good enough for him.
Lily, do you have a safe house?
Absolutely. I'll get a hold of the guys and...
I'll meet you there in a half hour.
Lily watched the others leave and sat back at the table, idly toying with the remnants of her dinner. Her apprehension for what came next was justified. Taking a deep breath, she opened her contacts window and scrolled down to a link labeled Blockade.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this episode of The Dragon Variation. Theme music by Dot Sound. Background music by Machinima Sound. Edited by Daniel Helderman. Written, produced, and directed by Eric Austin. Openly Gamer Theater would like to thank Catalyst Game Labs for allowing us to make this production. Any commercial use of this production is prohibited. Shadowrun is copyrighted property of the Topps Company. Openly Gamer Theater is trademark property of Side Tangent Productions.